Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. What city are you calling from?
I'm calling outside of Nashville, a city called Madison, basically a little subdivision.
All right.
Out of Nashville, Tennessee, yeah.
Okay. So, I'm just going to be asking you some basic questions. You have an album out that is Bedroom Sensation.
Yes.
Well, what inspired you, or what started your singing
passion? Well, to be honest with you, I started singing out of necessity, to be honest. I was always one of the guys. I came up as a producer. That's what I do. I'm a producer first. But I was looking for artists at the time, and I couldn't find anybody. And the main thing is I couldn't find anybody to do the sound that I was looking for. So one day I was just sitting up at home, and my partner, he was like, "Hey, man, you should sing." I'm like, "Yeah, okay." You know, I wasn't that confident of what I did, but the more I got into it, the more I did it, and the more I did it, the more people liked it, and you know, I decided to go ahead and try to work the craft and learn more about it and study and get better at it, and here I am.
Wow. So how long did it take, kind of,
all that
number of years?
Well, to me, I like to call myself a student of my craft, so I've never completely gotten where I want to be. But I would say it took, for me, maybe about 6 to 7 years for me to get comfortable hearing my own voice. I know that's kind of weird as a singer to say that, but yeah, it took me a minute to get familiar with it.
Well, I believe that's an average. That's correct. But wow, wait another 5 to 15 more years. Yeah, bro, well, keep sweating. Keep sweating. You won't have him sweating, ain't you, Kyrie?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Your voice, you're going to be up there competing with Keep Sweating then. Keep Sweating.
I apologize. Oh. It's like it's cutting in and out. I apologize. Give me 1 second. It might be my phone. Okay. You were saying something about my voice?
Yeah, I was saying something about your voice. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
Yeah, I was saying add another 10 more years, you'll be very good up there with Keith Sweat. You'll be having him sweating.
You want me to beg now?
No. still leave that to him.
Leave that to him? I can do that. That's no problem.
Yeah, leave that to him. So, you know, did you play any instruments in when you were a kid in elementary? Did you play any instruments? What do you play? I mean, do you play piano, synthesizer, keyboard? I mean, what do you, all instruments?
To your first question, in the second or third grade, I think I played the tuba and the baritone. But
okay.
Lord knows how long that's been. I never forget my first song that I ever learned was a college song here, college by the name of TSU. And they had this little TSU jazz song that they do, and that was the first song I ever learned. As far as what I play now, I mean, I do play keyboard, I play piano, I do synthesize. I actually create my own sounds. Most of the sounds that you hear are coming from me and my partner, Harold. We basically do everything in-house. We create the music. We write the songs. We mix. There isn't too much that we don't do as far as the projects that we put out on our own.
Right. And I met your brother online. Or is it your friend? Your brother or your friend?
That's my friend.
Okay. I met him, and he's in production as well.
Mm-hmm. He's in production. He goes by Extraordinaire. That's my dude.
Yes.
Extraordinaire.
What is his real name?
Walt.
Hello, Walt. How
yeah.
you doing? I hope you're listening out there. Why don't you come on and call on in?
You'll get a kick out of that. But we're actually doing an EP together that's probably been going on for quite a while, and mainly due to me having so much to do. But you know, we're getting that up and rolling. I made a vow that we were going to have it finished by the end of the summer. So he hears me now. If he's listening, he knows I'm on record, which he'll probably text me later and be like, "Yeah, I got you now. You can't deter away from it now." So, yeah.
So,
that.
Tell us more about Bedroom Sensations. What came through your mind about this name?
Bedroom Situations.
Yeah, Bedroom Situation. Yeah.
Well, I was sitting down one day and I was trying to classify exactly what I did, because once the artist gets a chance to listen to the music, you realize I don't use any curse words. I'm very rarely raunchy. I've gotten a very good knack of innuendos, so I'm very good at saying stuff without saying, and a lot of people can catch. And sometimes I will say what needs to be said because it's necessary, you know. I remember I wrote a song called 44 Ways that people tend to like, but I'll tell you about that later on.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Keith Sweat, he's listening, and he's probably like, oh, shoot.
Hey, he can get on it too. I'm not ashamed to collaborate and do whatever, you know. But no,
right.
I was trying I was trying to figure out what to classify it and what was I actually doing, you know. And I had a my concept was this. I want my objective is to be on everyone's playlist when it's time to, you know, do that thing. You know, everybody has that playlist that they put on, you know. You got the Isleys, you got your Jodeci's, you got your Boyz II Men. Well, my objective was to be in that playlist. So that's how it all got started. So I looked for a name for it, and I was like, you know. And bedroom situations can be any situation. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the bedroom. It can be on the living room floor, the kitchen table, the dining room table, the, you know, wherever it happens.
I just realized I titled your album wrong. I put in Sensations and his bedroom situations, correct?
It's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. But it's bedroom situations, ladies. And I would like to also ask you, have you sung or produced with any other groups, you know, popular bands or groups in the past?
Well, I've actually been, I was on, let's see. We just did a few songs for Soul For Real. They're getting ready to come back out. We did about three or four tracks for them. Back then, I actually did a remix for CeCe Winans. I've been in the studio with, Busy Bone. My partner was actually on his solo album, so we got that, and we worked with I can't remember his name. Jeez.
That's okay. But have you did any live performances for any events? Have you helped organize any community events, or have you done any programs to help any students in music or anything like that in your town?
I like to do a session that I call Pushing Positive, where I just like to take particular moments and I like to put words out to people, you know, just to try to give inspiration. I'm all about inspiration. Be inspired in whatever you do, because once you're inspired, you're capable of reaching for the stars, and even though you're shooting for the moon, you know. I'm getting with a friend of mine. He's doing a project called Chatter Unity, which we're going to do a couple of songs together. I'm originally from Chattanooga, and we've been having a lot of violence and gang violence and shooting violence here lately. So we're trying to get a project together, you know, to try to get some positive vibes going there, which I'm looking forward to. But yeah, I'm all about pushing positive inspiration, you know. I like being inspired. I like inspiring people, because you never know what you get out of that. That's when the best comes.
All right. Well, you save all the rest of those good answers and any other projects and events, and also your resources, information about your music. We'll be right back, and I'm going to be playing another song called Electric Lady off of Bedroom Situations album. Here is Tyree. Stay with me.
Finally, you and I, we meet. I've been waiting to get you in front of me. Maybe it's observation, or maybe it's just seeing you from afar, but I already see the way you look at me. You're a superstar. From your heels to your head to your body in between. They don't see you like I see you. They don't know what it means. Just look at you. Stand there, let me look at you.
Cornbread.
bed, they come to me, so I can keep my eye on you. Cornbread bed, I must be honest, I love to do it too. Cornbread bed, wait a minute, wait a minute. Cornbread bed, right there, right there.
That was pretty different, Tariq. Are you still with me?
Well, I'm still with you. Actually, I want to clarify something for you. that was actually a song called "If Cameras Could Talk." That was a promo that I did for a lady that had it. Just has a clothing company. She wanted me to do a drop for her. So what I did was I called it "If Cameras Could Talk," and basically, what I did was, I have a very vivid imagination, so I was portraying as if I were a camera, seeing everything that I saw as she was modeling for me.
Wow. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Where was you at Valentine's Day? I am serious. If anybody wants to call on the show to speak with Tyree and his music, you can call 657-383-0771. I'm Lady Diva, and Tyree is here with me tonight for his new album, Bedroom Situations. So, Tyree,
yes.
I would like for you to give all the listeners out there your fan page information and where to purchase this music. And there is more music that everyone can listen to tonight. We're not done with Tyree. Okay, go ahead, Tyree.
That's okay. Cool. Well, if you want to get at me, you can hit my Facebook, which is Tyree space BKMG. B is a boy, K, M is a Mary, G. That's that customer service that I used to do coming out of me. Now, I do have a couple of things that are under construction right now. My website that is being revamped, it is TyreeVIP.com. That'll probably be back up in the next couple of weeks. I have my Twitter account, which is TyreeRNB. You can follow me there. I have an Instagram. It's TyreeBeMe. You can follow me there. I try to post little snippets of, you know, songs that I do from here and there. You know, I like to share my creativity with the world and let them know what I'm doing. You know, trying to get out of this, you know, insulated secrecy that I put myself in, because, like I said, I've I used to be the pop behind the scenes guy, getting up front and out is a little new to me, but hey, change
right. Right, yes, all the time. I know there are ladies out there listening, and they would like to know if you are single or married.
I am married.
Okay.
Yeah, I am married.
Hear that, ladies? Leave him alone, but you got all his music.
Well,
like I told you,
Mom. Go ahead.
Who are your favorite R&B singers?
I grew up as a big fan of Boyz II Men. Boyz II Men was a big inspiration in my life. As far as producing goes, I would have to give it to Timbaland. He was one of the bigger production influences in my life. And then Quincy Jones, and then Timmy Riley, and a lot of people of those that magnitude. As far as singers, Boyz II Men, Brian McKnight, Joe, Jagged Edge.
Yeah, okay. So you're old school. You love old school.
I guess they would call it old school now, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love old school. I go as far as back as Otis Redding. Jasper Isley. I go back to Teddy Pendergrass. I go back to Delphonics, Stylistics, ZZ Hill is one of my favorites. I can't remember his name. Jazz player Norman.
Have you ever thought to produce a song relating to any of those R&B singers, the male R&B singers or female, any of their songs, and do a redo and put on an album?
I have not done that. What I did do was Janet Jackson. I have a SoundCloud page, which is also Tyree4BKNG. I did sort of my own little remix take on her song No Sleep, and basically I put a version of my verse in with hers, and it came out pretty well. It's actually got about 5,000 views now, 5,000 plays.
Wow! Well, why come you didn't put it in bedroom situations?
Well, I can't do that. I like money. I don't want them to take it from me. And
yeah,
they will, trust me.
So you are on the move for to producing another album after this bedroom situations album?
Well, that album is actually still, and it all has to do with me being a perfectionist. It's out, but it's not fully out the way I want it. So I got a couple of other things that I'm tightening up on.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to have another artist on there with me. One of the artists that we produced, her name is Raina Morgan, and probably will drop something with her. Actually, Extraordinaire, bringing him
up.
Yeah. He will be on there. We actually have a song out now called Backseat that, I guess the title would say it all.
All right. So, since it's really looking real good and juicy right now, I know I would love to have y'all back on my show.
Oh, yeah. We're most definitely. We can.
I would love to
speak
to Extraordinaire as well.
Yeah, we would do a double tape. No,
yeah, this is too
it's
much.
Nowhere near enough. No, it's not.
Again, after we come back from this other cut of yours, I'm gonna play a Hat Fitted redo.
It's just Hat Fitted, yeah.
Hat Fitted, and so I'm gonna play that, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Stay with me.
I'm here.
Sexy lady, see you standing over there in
baby. You know what I need, lady. Love the way you walk, sexy way you talk. With it, baby, I'm just gonna sit here with my head fitted to the back. Sit low and lay it flat, watching her grind it up. She knows I'm staring at it. She knows she loving that. No playing tit for tat. Cause seeing it's a wrap, I'm about to get in that. Head fitted to the back, sit low and lay it flat. Watching her grind it up. She knows I'm staring at it. Up, she loving that. No playing different tag. I seen it's a rap. I'm about to get in that. Girl, the things you do in them high heel shoes. Love the way you move. Up, down, front, back, side, side's cool. Putting me in the mood. I ain't trying to be true. What in the world are we waiting for? Girl, the things you do in them high heel shoes. The way you move, up, down, front, back, side, side is cool. Putting me in the mood, I ain't trying to be true. What in the world are we waiting for? Head fitted to the back, sit low and lay it flat. Watching her grind it up, she knows I'm staring at it. She knows she loving that. No playing tit for tat. Cause seeing it's a wrap, I'm about to get in there.
All right, that was Hat Fitted by Tyree on his Bedroom Situations album. Are you still with me, Tyree?
I'm still here.
Are you comfortable now?
I'm getting there. Like I said, you are my very first interview, so this is all new to me. But, you know, hey,
oh.
I'm rolling with the punches. You like
okay.
it, I love it.
Okay, all right, long as you love it. Well, what I want to ask you is for all the listeners out there, they love to get some information from you. So
okay.
Go ahead with your fan page information, email, give them all the goodies.
Again, my Instagram is TyreeBMe. My website, which again is under construction, it's TyreeVIP.com. That should be back up in a couple of weeks. My Twitter is TyreeRNB. My Facebook is TyreeBKMG. And if you want to email me, you can email me at djsilent01@gmail.com. And the one thing I forgot to mention the last time was that the music will be on Google Play. And if you do a search for Tyree, you'll find me. It'll be up also within the next couple of weeks or so.
All right. That is cool. So, Tyree, I would like to ask you about this thing here. He can have your body. Let me have your mind. And we'll both satisfy your soul.
Yes.
Now, where did that come from? Out of you?
It did. Well, again, you know, I'm a realist. You know, I can't have you physically. I understand that. So what's the best way to have you? It's to have me run into your head. I don't have to be on your mind so long as I'm there. You know,
yeah.
You take care of one end, I take care of the other.
All
you
right.
can't beat that. It's always great to have a team, right?
Right.
I'm a team player, baby.
All right. You hear that, ladies? This is Tyree on Blog Talk Radio here. I'm the host, Lady Diva. Good evening, everyone. You are welcome to call for the free guest line number, which is 657-383-0771. I will be talking about another friend of mine who is into finest tailored clothing here in Evansville, Indiana. His name is Michael Armano. I'll be advertising about his business after the show. Tyree, I would like to ask you this. Do you have any college degrees?
I do not have a college degree. I actually stopped college my second year. I had to take care of some things at home. We were kind of struggling at the time, so I had to make a grown-up decision, which I don't regret it, you know.
Yeah.
I would say that, you know, I've learned a lot throughout my years, and, you know, I'm a pretty smart guy. I think I'm okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. That's understandable. Because I've met a lot of people that are self-taught and have some college and became pretty famous at their passion. Do you have any other events that are coming up? Are you traveling, doing any gigs?
I'm not doing any gigs as of yet. There's actually an online campaign that we're trying to work on now. Again, a lot of the stuff is under construction because we're trying to get the finishing touches on it. But rest be sure, it will be a bang. It will be something new, something that nobody's ever seen, something that nobody's done before, which I'm all about that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you made a comment about, you know, people getting famous after leaving college. It's funny how I got started in the music because I was actually going in as a engineer.
Wow.
And I remember I was going in as a computer engineer, and that was back then. So computer engineering was very brand new. But I remember I was heading to one of my classes, and going down this hallway was this hallway. I just heard this singing. And I mean, I heard the singing, and I was looking at my classroom. It literally stopped me in my tracks. So I'm looking at my classroom. I'm hearing the voices coming down this other hallway. I'm looking, and I'm just stuck. So I get pulled more and more to that hallway, and I found out that it was the music department. I just thought it was people singing, but it was actually the department. That same day, I went to change my major to music.
Okay, okay. Wow, that's inspiring. And talking about inspiring, do you have any inspiring words for the others out there that would like to do the same thing you're doing, or others out there just struggling daily life?
You know, I would just say be patient. You know, I'm a simple guy. I like simple lessons. And sometimes we get caught up into life that we overlook the simplest things. And it could be the simplest things that's just holding you back. You know, everybody always asks the question, why? Why me? Why am I here? What did I do to get to be put at this point? And it may not even be that extravagant. I am a firm believer that there is a lesson learned in any moment that you go through, any lifestyle change, even if it's just, you know, making a small change, there is a moment there to where it's a lesson learned. And sometimes when we don't get that lesson learned, we don't move forward. And another thing I would say is be hungry for what you want, but be content with where you are, you know. Learn to be humbled and satisfied with where you are now, and just grow accordingly. You know, take your time with it. Don't be in a rush. Although the world seems to be in a rush, learn your craft. Learn what you're trying to do. Study it. Become proficient at it. Become efficient at it. You know, make it to where it. You always want to make it to where it looks. When people see you do it, it looks so easy to make them want to do it. Then they can learn how hard it is. That means you're doing something.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I will have to end our show. I would like for you to give your fan page information again and where to purchase your music. And then we'll send you off along your way. You're welcome to stay on. And this is Lady Diva, hosting Blog Talk Radio, and I am speaking with Tyree. He has an album called Bedroom Situations. Go ahead, Tyree.
Sure. Again, the Instagram is Tyree Be Me. The Facebook is Tyree BKMG. My Twitter is TyreeRNB, at TyreeRNB. The website that's coming up is going to be TyreeVIP.com, and I'm going to try to have some special things on there for you guys. And the music will be the music that you can purchase will be there as well. But if it's not there yet, you can go to Google Play and just look for my name, Tyree.
All right, Tyree. I will end the show with one more track of yours called Touch. I love that one. And I do appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate it. I would like to invite you back on the show again in the future.
I would be more than happy to be back, and I will set up a session with me and Extraordinaire to be on at the same time. How about that?
All right. Thank you. All right. And thank you, everybody, ladies, Tyree. And you have a blessed evening, Tyree, and thank you very much.
Thank you. You too.
All right, everyone. This is www.blogtalkradio with host Lady Diva. My name is Brenda Moss. And I would like to mention Michael Armano, Armano Culture. He delivers the finest tailored clothing in the tri-state here in Evansville City. He does in-home and office alterations. And also, his email is armanoculture@gmail.com. That is armanoculture@gmail.com. He takes in-home and office consultations. The phone number is 812-266-0516. That is Michael Armano. You will see the photos that is in a collage that's on the picture slide. He is modeling his outfits and some of the clothing. His name is Michael Armano here in Evansville, Indiana, and he does the finest tailored clothing in the tri-state. You can call in-home and office consultations. The number is 812-266-0516. I'm signing off. This is Brenda Moss, and I would like for you to stay tuned for other episodes that will be coming up all this month of March. I have weekly shows, mostly in the evenings, from 6 to 8 o'clock. You can reach me on Facebook, Brenda Nanette Moss, or you can be on my Let's Jazz It Up, Lady Diva Smooth Jazz and R&B and Hip Hop community on FacebookGroups.com. I appreciate you tuning in, and thank you. I will leave you with Tyree's last song here for the show this evening. It's called Touch.